This was a rather bold step, David, by the president of Congo Brazzaville.
It certainly was. I think most authors would be happy for a line of endorsement from a literary critic or a fellow author, or if they're really lucky, one of those messages saying, you know, nominated for the Booker Prize. But the president decided to go the whole hog and have a ringing endorsement and a foreword by Nelson Mandela, which I suppose is one step down from having the patronage of God. And this foreword describes Sassou Nguesso as one of our great African leaders, which is clearly something you'd want Nelson Mandela to say about you.
A lot of people may not know much about Congo Brazzaville or about Mr. Sassou Nguesso. I mean, can you tell us a bit about him?
Well, he does not exactly fit the Mandela democratic model, I'm afraid, in that he came to power in a coup about 30 years ago. He lost an election but regained power by winning a civil war. So the term dictator is no stranger to him. And the most recent report by Amnesty International discussed human rights defenders and journalists in Congo Brazzaville facing threats, arrests and detention. And it talked about torture and other forms of ill treatment. It's a country that's not to be confused with the Democratic Republic of Congo, which it neighbours, and is little known, and it's only really incidents like this that put it on the map, I suppose, for a lot of people.
What have the publishers said about this?
They're denying all knowledge. They said, you know, we were just given this material and printed it. There was an initial publisher who did it in French, and they say they took it in good faith, and I suppose they assume that a head of state is not going to make stuff up. And then the English version came from a publisher based in New Jersey in the US, and again they say simply, well, you know, we took the version that came out in French and went ahead. There was didn't seem to be any reason to have to check the veracity of it. But although they're claiming it's all quite modest, and I suppose a book like this would not necessarily be on most people's top 10 lists for their Christmas stocking, at the same time, there have apparently been quite large adverts for it, you know, full-page, half-page adverts in the New York Times and leading American papers, so they're clearly going for it.
Mandela himself, it's not the first time his name has been misappropriated.
No, I mean, he is a one-man global brand. There's a whole Mandela industry, really. Some of it is legitimate. Here in Johannesburg alone, there are squares and statues and bridges, you name it, named after him. But there's a whole illegal trade, and earlier this year there was a controversy in London actually over some prison sketches which were exhibited and on sale that Mandela threatened legal action over because he claimed he had nothing to do with them, although the gallery insists they're genuine and were signed by him. This book is possibly the most outrageous and high profile example yet.
And what has Sassou Nguesso said now that he's been rumbled?
Funnily enough, he's lying low and not saying anything. I guess it's an embarrassing situation to be in. Maybe he'll sort of blame one of his lieutenants, but it's a hard one to get out of, really.